Greetings of the day, children, and welcome to the module 2 of class 8 mathematics, chapter 11, mensuration. Solid shapes. In your earlier classes, you have studied that two-dimensional figures can be identified as the face of three-dimensional shapes. Observe the solids which we have discussed so far. Figure 11.24. So some solid shapes are given in figure 11.24. A cuboid is given where its vertices, face and edges are marked. A cylinder is given, a cone is given, cube is given and pyramid is given. Now you look at these diagrams: a cuboidal box, a cubical box and cylindrical box. In first, let us look at the cuboidal box. All six faces are rectangular and opposite faces are identical. So there are three pairs of identical faces. Cubical box, all six faces are squares and identical. Cylindrical box, one curved surface and two circular faces which are identical. Curved surface is shown and the two identical circular faces are also shown. Circular base and top are identical. Did you notice the following? The cylinder has congruent circular faces that are parallel to each other. Figure 11.26. Observe that the line segment joining the center of circular faces is perpendicular to the base. Such cylinders are known as right circular cylinders. We are only going to study this type of cylinders, though there are other types of cylinders as well. You can look at figure 11.27. Figure 11.27, this is not a right circular cylinder. Surface area of cube, cuboid and cylinder. Imran, Monica and Jaspal are painting a cuboidal, cubical and a cylindrical box respectively of same height. Figure 11.28. They try to determine who has painted more area. Hari suggested that finding the surface area of each box would help them to find it out. To find the total surface area, find the area of each face and then add. The surface area of solid is the sum of areas of its faces. To clarify further, we take each shape one by one. So first we are taking cuboid. Suppose you cut open a cuboidal box and lay it flat, figure 11.29. We can see a net as shown below in figure 11.30. Write the dimensions of each side. You know that a cuboid has three pairs of identical faces. What expression can you use to find the area of each face? Find the total area of all the faces of the box. We see that total surface area of cuboid is area 1 plus area 2 plus area 3 plus area 4 plus area 5 plus area 6, which is equals to H into L plus B into L plus B into H plus L into H plus B into H plus L into B. So total surface area is 2 times H into L plus B into H plus B into L. That is 2 into LB plus BH plus HL, where H, L and B are the height, length and width of the cuboid respectively. Suppose the height, length and width of the box shown above are 20, 15 and 10 centimeter respectively, then the total surface area is equals to 2 into 20 into 15 plus 20 into 10 plus 10 into 15, that is 2 into 300 plus 200 plus 150, which is equals to 1300 meter square. The cube, the side walls, the faces excluding the top and bottom, the side walls, the faces excluding the top and bottom makes the lateral surface area of the cuboid. For example, the total area of all the four walls of the cuboidal room in which you are sitting is the lateral surface area of this room. Okay, figure example, figure 11.32. Hence, the lateral surface area of cuboid is given by 2 into HL into HL plus B into H, or 2H into L plus B. Next figure is a cube. So to understand cube, let us understand it by doing an activity. Draw the pattern shown on a squared paper and cut it out. Figure 11.341. You know that this pattern is a net of a cube. Fold it along the lines, figure 11.342, and tape the edges to form a cube, figure 11.343. What is the length, width and height of the cube? Observe that all the faces of a cube are square in shape. This makes length, height and width of a cube equal, figure 11.351. B. Write the area of each of the faces. Are they equal? Yes. Write the total surface area of this cube. Total surface area. If each side of the cube is L, what will be the area of each face? Figure 11.352. Can we say that the total surface area of a cube of side L is 6L square? Yes, the total surface area of a cube is 6L square. Third shape, cylinder. Most of the cylinder we observe are right circular cylinders. For example, a tin, round pillars, tube lights, water pipes, etc. To understand this, let us look at an activity. Take a cylindrical can or box and trace the base of the can on graph paper and cut it. Figure 11.391. Take another graph paper in such a way that its width is equal to height of the can. Wrap the strip around the can such that it just fits around the can. Remove the excessive paper. Figure 11.392. Tape the pieces, figure 11.393, together to form a cylinder. What is the shape of the paper that goes around the can? The shape of the paper that goes around the can is rectangular. Of course, it is rectangular in shape. When you tape the part of this cylinder together, the length of the rectangular strip is equal to the circumference of the circle. Record the radius R of the circular base. Length L and width H of the rectangular strip is 2 pi R equal to length of the strip. Check if the area of rectangular strip is 2 pi r h. Count how many square units of the square paper are used to form the cylinder. Check if this count is approximately equal to 2 pi r into r plus h. We can deduce the relation 2 pi r into r plus h as surface area of cylinder in another way. Imagine cutting up a cylinder as shown below. Figure 11.40. The lateral or curved surface area of cylinder is 2 pi rh. The total surface area of the cylinder is equals to pi r square plus 2 pi rh plus pi r square, which is equals to 2 pi r square plus 2 pi rh. Or we can take 2 pi r common, and in brackets we have r plus h, 2 pi r into r plus h. Thank you.